Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready? It's Thursday, guys. Thursday, June 26th. Let's go.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in, joining me today for another episode of that show, Mental Note. Guys, where great minds and music meet. This is where you're going to have the interviews of the most captivating voices of our time. So guys, I'm so glad that you're joining me today. I am confused, and I'm not afraid to say it. I am confused as I'm just at my wit's end. I literally feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone every day, guys. Every single day when I turn on the news, COVID-19 cases are rising in several states, guys. Several. California, Florida, Texas, Arizona. The cases are spiking out of control. People are seeing their highest number since this whole COVID-19 thing started. And it's so puzzling because you have to ask yourself, why in the world would states continue to open up and the cases are spiking? In Texas, earlier today, I saw on CNN, guys, that in Texas, the ICU beds are at 100%. Okay, so that means that if someone gets deathly ill, horribly, horribly ill, there's not going to be a bed for them in the ICU. It is bananas out here, guys. It is bananas. Please wear your mask. I mean, what's so hard about wearing a mask when you know that the potential is for you to be on a ventilator in ICU and possibly lose your life to something that you can try and prevent? No, we don't know if the masks are working, because I've also been thinking about that. Like, why would a person not wear a mask? What would make you go into public during an pandemic? Why would you go into public, not wear a mask, go around your family, and all of this is going on? Why would you do that? No one lives up under a rock. Everyone is aware of what is happening. It's being talked about everywhere you go. You see other people with masks on. Why do you not have on a mask? That's all I want to ask the people that are not wearing masks. I wish someone would enlighten me on that, really. Hit me up on Twitter, Steph Summerhill, Mental Note TV, Instagram, Mental Note TV. Hit me up. Let me know, because I am really confused by that. Yeah, I'm confused. Not afraid to say it. I am confused because common sense, which I know people say it's not so common, I get it. But common sense would tell you that if there is a possibility of danger, do whatever you can to protect yourself. Okay, I don't know, you know, and it's funny because I always say I was raised by you know, people don't get the same, you know, get brought up the same way. And it's unfortunate, you know, it's really unfortunate sometimes when you see people that are just kind of, you know, you're like, okay, what is wrong with you? Do you not know that that's possibly danger for you? And is it worth it? I mean, really, is it? What is that going to do for you to go out and possibly infect yourself or infect your family member because you want to go to the beach? Okay. Or because you just want to go to a bar? I saw a group of people went out to a bar down in Jacksonville, and it must have been more than 15 people in their party, because at least 15 people caught the virus in their party, not to mention whoever else was in the bar. And guys, I get it. I'm sick and tired of being home all the time, coming to my office. You know, I'm just here for a moment to do my thing, and then I leave. You know, I'm not really interacting with people as much, you know, physically. You know, I'm not. Of course, phone, email, Zoom, all of that stuff. Yeah, but I'm not really doing the interactions that I would normally do. And so, yeah, it's a little bit harder on, you know, your psyche to live that way. I get it. But, and even over the weekend, I traveled over the weekend, actually went over to Chicago. And one of the things that I noticed while in Chicago was that people were wearing masks everywhere. People were wearing masks. You know, people were social distancing. So I was really happy to see that. But, you know, I have to talk about the other part. The other part was, it was over 100 people shot over the weekend in Chicago. I'm confused. I don't understand that either. And the reason being is that because I see, you know, we're in the midst of a movement, Black Lives Matter. We're in the midst of a movement because of racism, people shooting black people for no reason, killing us. And so we're in the middle of this, but on the other hand, we have this whole situation happening in Chicago. And it's like, what are we doing about that? Because those are our own people, the majority, black and brown people, that are killing each other. And, you know, most things happen because of a couple of things. The reason why someone would be motivated, I would say, to kill someone. And this is just for me watching crime TV, guys. Listen. But I'm being serious. Seriously, like someone would say, seriously now. I am just shocked at the amount of killings that happened there over the weekend. Mind you, of course, I was nowhere near what was all of that. I imagine that it was south side of Chicago is where I imagine it was happening. And I don't really know Chicago that well, but, you know, I just figured that, you know, it was in the hood, right? It was in the hood. It was probably, if I had to guess, some sort of drug deals going bad, or maybe someone was trying to rob someone or steal, or, you know, that sort of thing that might have caused some of the killings. But then there was a 3-year-old in the car with his stepdad, and he was shot and killed. So there again, that had to be, you know, hopefully no one was targeting the kid, right? So that was a bullet without eyes that killed an innocent child with his whole life ahead of him. So my question is, who the hell is raising these people that are out here killing each other? So you mean to tell me that, and I know there's gangs and all of that sort of thing, but where are the parents? Where is the family? Where is, you know, it just really, it burdens me. It burdens me because I know that most times, if you have an opportunity to have a conversation with a kid that may be going in the wrong direction, or if you can be an example, if they could just watch you, you know what I mean? If they could just watch you progress, they could just watch and see, you know, how you move, then that right there would change a lot of the behavior because it would change the thought process. It all starts in the mind, guys. That's why this show is called Mental Note, is because most things, it starts, not most things, all things start in the mind. It's about how you think, what you think, and the reason why you think that way. So if you have a good example in front of you, or if you're able to communicate with someone that you look up to or that you admire, then most times it will change the trajectory of the way you're going. And I think that's what is missing in Chicago. I think that a lot of the shooting and the killing, of it's anger, for one, anger, it's poverty, it is jealousy, it is, you know, all these things that create a very negative environment. And I just, of course, I'm always speaking from some form, some experience, guys. I don't just talk out of the side of my head or side of my butt cheek. I don't even know. I'm sorry. I don't even know how the saying goes. I'm not really that great on slang or whatever. I'm not really that great on that. But listen, the point that I'm making is I speak from times either my own experience or an experience that I am closely aware of. So, you know, if I take the time to get on this mic, you better believe that she know what she's talking about. Okay, so listen, I am wanting to know, guys, you have got to chime in and let me know, what do you think the answer is? Two things. First one is, why the hell are people not wearing masks? Okay, we need to know what is happening there, right? The second thing is, why is the killing out of control even during COVID? Meaning that people are still, you know, I saw people wearing the masks and everything and people social distancing, and I wasn't really out amongst the people, but I was able to see this. And so it struck me when I saw the news later that evening about all the shootings that they were doing that in the midst of this pandemic. Blew my mind. It's still blowing my mind, which is why I'm talking about it. Blew my mind. That, what is it going to take? That's always my question. What is it going to take? And I hate that it has to always be the worst thing for a person to change their mind, you know, if you're not careful. If someone doesn't cross your path at the right time, then it normally takes the worst thing for you to change your mind. And I just, you know, I always say that it's better to be changed by love than regret. So I'm just saying that it's better to be loved into change, meaning that, you know, allow someone to learn from your mistakes, your wins, your losses, you know. It's better to allow someone to learn that way than for them to have to experience every single thing on their own. It's really unfortunate, because that's what happens a lot in the Black community, is that young people have to experience everything for themselves. They have to be the first on a lot of stuff, right? So if they don't have an example, or you know, if they feel like a goal is too much for them to accomplish, then, you know, they just kind of fall victim to whatever is going on around them. And I just feel like it is too many successful Black folk for young Black people not to be able to gravitate towards, see, other than on social media. Like, social media is great, and then it's not so great. You know, I've talked about that a little bit before. It's great in the fact that, you know, you get to see what people are posting and that sort of thing, and kind of visualize whatever it is you want to visualize, but it's not the real deal. It's not, you know, we're having a conversation. It's not that. So, you know, And that's one of the reasons why I even opened the office back in my hometown, where I opened an office, is because people need to see, you know, the people, the kids around here, they need to know that it's more to do than what they have seen thus far, that there is another whole world. There are other opportunities, you know, and I just try to lead by example, guys. I think it's so, so important, you know. And I know I can only do so much, but I always try to do my part. Like, I was just listening to, I think that was Nina Simone, and she was saying that, you know, my kids will never say, well, Mom, what did you do? Because I would have done my part. My kids will never say that. So there you go. A little 15 minutes in. We're done. All right, guys. Thanks again for joining me. Remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, be safe.